I'll open the meeting. It's Chairman Brad Holton. President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 1:30 agenda item, and it is for fiscal year 2026 budget workshop number two. So let's start off with the solid waste department, please.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is our second landfill budget hearing or meeting. Today, I'd like to present a balanced budget for fiscal year 26 for the landfill. This version reflects some changes in revenue and expenses since our last meeting. Feel it better reflects some of the projected revenues and expenditures for FY26 in a variety of areas. I was able to kind of look at some line items since our last meeting and make some changes. So I'd just like to go through those just line by line. I presented or gave everyone a copy of just a printout of power plan that highlights each line item that I want to focus on today that I made changes since our last meeting. The first one is landfill fees. That's listed currently at $9,991,000, and that's reflects the 3% increase from the projected where we're going to wind up this year. It looks to me that we're on track to hit $9,700,000, if not more, for fiscal year 25. So we just took the $9,700,000 projected and increased that by 3%. That's where the $9,991,000. I think today, year to date in power plant, it shows we're at $6,242,000. If you, maybe the clerk or Kyle can help out with this. I just divided that by 8 times it by 12, and it comes up with a pretty close number to 9.7, not quite. However, there's about half of, where are we at? There's about half of May that still hasn't reflected in those, in that number, because all the dailies and the cash and the checks are reflected in that number, but the invoices that we sent out to our accounts, they still have not paid. And there's still quite a bit that will come in on that. So I'm pretty confident with, and then the next 3 months are gonna be really busy. 4 months.
Sure.
So we should hit it. Should hit it. So that's the total revenue when you take into account the recycling capital, the interest on savings, sale of piece of equipment, projecting total revenue for the landfill for FY26 at $10,779,013. And we'll revisit that at the very end. So moving on down to the B budget, to some of the operating costs, professional consultants, that's at $125,000. Miscellaneous professional services, that's $4,341,400. And so that number reflects like 3 areas. There's money in that number for the Idaho Association of Counties to help with legislative oversight and some of the legislative issues that we deal with in solid waste. The second item is in that area is money that goes towards the Justice Fund. We're projecting a little over 17,000 hours of skilled labor for FY26 projected $18 an hour for that. So that money's in that line item. And then the third area that's in that line item is our admin fee or indirect rate. That's money that goes back to the county for services that the enterprise fund and the landfill gains from the county. And I wanted to go over that just a little bit. We haven't increased that rate in probably 9 years, or it's close to 8.5, 9 years. So that number reflects that. And then the services that the enterprise fund and the landfill receives from the county that we don't have at the landfill. I just wanted to go over a list of that real briefly. We have received HR services from the county. That's all the way from onboarding, benefit administration, testing, policies, job score. There's a lot of devil in the details to HR, as we all know. IT, that's all the IT stuff. And then also support and help with our landfill database, WasteWorks, working with the vendor, helping us with our card readers, with fiber. Again, devil in the details, there's a lot. We receive a lot of services from the PA's office, legal. I work with them probably daily, all the way from RFPs, RFQs, sole source procurement processes, the BOC office, the front office, COO, the board, all that goes into that. They help with public notices. Jenin and the group are really great in helping me with getting public notices and affidavits out. Constituent services, we use the PIO extensively. We don't have a PIO at the landfill. You know, website development, public records requests, social media. Constituent services is a great help to the landfill. They helped us greatly with this last event, the household hazardous waste. They put a lot of social media out and it was a success. The controller's office and the clerk's office, they provide the enterprise fund a great service with claims, paying the bills, the auditing, payroll, ADP, workflow, on base, you name it. And then we have facilities, electrical, HVAC, plumbing, construction. We have somebody who comes out, carpet cleaning, fleet, print shop, weed and pest. We have lots of weeds at the landfill, unfortunately. We have to kill a few weeds.
You raise a good crop, huh?
When you have 1,000+ acres, there's lots of weed. So they take care of that. And then the treasurer's office is a huge help with all the banking, accounts, money counting. So that's just the name, a lot of them. I'm sure that I'm missing some. But it's just not time and materials. It's infrastructure. It's the benefits those folks have. So it's all encompassing. And that's kind of the point I'm trying to make, is it's very detailed and there's a lot that goes into it. So that's what miscellaneous professional services is for. Well monitoring, I moved that to 40,000, and that's just to reflect we have two monitoring events so far, and we have two more, and that's what it looks like it's going to come out to be, because I think year to date.
Dave, does the monitoring do, you don't differentiate a well from looking for liquid gas to whatever, it's just a well.
That well monitoring is strictly for our groundwater monitoring program. We have 15 groundwater monitoring wells around the landfill to make sure we're not impacting groundwater.
Right.
And that line item is strictly for those two biannual groundwater monitoring events.
Should we have the clerk's office make sure that that's differentiated, because when we start talking about collecting gas from the site,
the
public's going to get that confused.
Right, that's all that'll be in a whole different area. That's in the landfill gas section and those areas. When we have areas within the budget for the landfill gas system and landfill gas. But if we have to drill more wells, yes, we will differentiate that in our budget. Absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
But yeah, there's 15 monitoring wells that go all the way around the site, and our third-party consultant monitors those and then writes a report, and that gets sent into DEQ. So that's what that money's for. Gasoline, $35,000. Just looked at that, just where we're at for our current actual. Again, pretty much just dividing by eight, timesing by 12 on that. I'm thinking gasoline should be pretty stable for the next year. And then diesel, moved that to 340,000. That was a pretty big change. Again, just timesing by eight, or dividing by eight, times it by 12. And there's still some buffer in there. If we look at where we're at current year to date, and we try to amortize that, we'd be around 305,000. So there is still some room for growth and increase diesel cost in there. It's not exactly what it is today. And most of these numbers have reflect a small buffer. Refrigeration unit removal, 2,000. Landfill expansion, 25,000. In consultation with my staff and our third party consultant, we're going to do some of the work this year, some of the work in future years. This is just kind of design work. We need to design a road, so I got the bid on that to design the road, and it was about 16,000. And then we're going to have some oversight work of when they drill the wells, so there'll be some cost there. But we will most likely finish out phase three, so we have about 5 to 6 years of airspace in phase three before we actually move into the expansion area. So we'll have some years here to look at costs and revenues and make sure we're positioned for when the time comes, when phase three is full, that we'll be ready to place trash on the ground in the new expansion area. So that got moved to 25,000. Miscellaneous rental, 10,000. If you recall, we're going to buy a light plant in consultation or in partnership with facilities. And that line item was primarily for our light plant rentals through Tate's Rents. Since we're going to own our own light plants, we can reduce that some. Wellfield construction, 15,000. That's kind of where we would put some of that. If we're going to drill new wells or new infrastructure, that's where that would go, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Until we get through our RNG RFP process and where we're gonna go with that, we probably won't have any new construction costs for our well field. It's pretty stable right now, and everything's running smoothly. And our landfill gas perimeter monitoring wells are trending downward, so meaning we're pulling the bubble off. We're winning. We're not letting gas migrate off the site. So for right now, we'll keep running the well field as is. And then once we get a better direction on using the methane, we can partner with whoever we are partnering with to improve the well field and the infrastructure. But hopefully that'll be some shared costs.
Right. So can we talk about the diesel for a second?
Yeah.
Does that equate to round numbers, 100,000 gallon?
Yeah, I guess so, because we're at 280, 270. I can't remember exactly what we're paying per gallon right now, but probably pretty close, because if we look at where we're at year to date, we'd wind up about 305,000. And I can't remember exactly the gallon, how much gallons per gallon we're paying. But
how much storage do we have on site?
How much diesel do we have on site?
Right. Do we have 10,000 gallon tanks, or what do we have?
A 6,000 gallon tank.
We only have a 6,000. So you can't, do you have to wait till it's empty before you have a bulker?
No, we always keep that about three quarter or two thirds. Excuse me. We always keep it about, we never go beyond a quarter, just because there's always stuff in the tank that you just don't want to get near. So we always keep plenty of fuel in there. So we get shipments through Conrad Bischoff bi-weekly. But we do get kind of the tanker rate, because they want to work with us. Daniel and I are kind of looking into that for next fiscal year and putting in some bigger tanks.
I would strongly recommend.
So we can get some bigger, maybe a truck and pump delivery, and that will save us some, we can reduce our fuel costs.
Well, you can have other bulkers bid against it. If they can drop a full tanker truck off, you can get a little bit competitive. But you gotta have the storage on site to be able to do it.
Yeah, Daniel has worked with Mark some, and Daniel's been watching it like monthly on the pricing. And he was actually wanting to do what you just said this fiscal year to put in new tanks. So we started looking at costs and stuff and
right. Well, certain years you can more than pay for the new storage tank in the same year. Not every year, but
yeah.
And the difference is you're consuming 100,000 gallons come heck or high water. You're consuming that every year. So it's not like there's a variable on your side. And when you get into a different market, that you can have a bulker drop the complete semi-load off of. You're not restricted to just some of the locals around here. You can go with independents that go up to the terminal, take a full bulker, and come and drop it off, but you have to be able to take the full tank.
Right. Yeah.
But you can get into a completely different competitive market.
Okay. We will research that extensively and be prepared for next budget cycle to do something there.
Okay.
If that's acceptable.
You bet. It'll take a little bit of time, but it'll be all right.
Okay.
We were at total expenses, so.
Yeah, wellfield construction, $15,000, and then tires, $45,000. We're gonna have some savings with our new transfer. Oh, excuse me. Those tires are for fleet and heavy equipment tires.
Oh, okay.
We just took a look at our inventory, and we're just gonna buy one less tire. Scraper tires, about $10,000. It's just like we don't want to.
Are they American made? We're not going to worry about a tariff issue with them.
Yeah. I do not know. I'm not either. We get them from either Commercial Tire or Les Schwab.
Okay.
That's usually the most competitive for these big tires.
Okay.
Stormwater controls, $15,000. Sealed supplies, $10,000. Miscellaneous supplies, $10,000. Small equipment, $5,000. And then in consultation with our mechanics and operations manager, we're going to forgo a truck for this year. We just don't need, per se, another light truck. They're just on-site pickups that drive on-site. And we'll just continue. Usually we try to get one a year just to kind of keep the fleet. But we're just not going to do one this year. And then heavy equipment, that went from 700,000 to 6,095 or 695,000. It was at 700,000. That just more accurately reflects our bids. And I think we're getting ready to do a sole source for the John Deere grader, just to kind of get that going. So we're in a position to get that for FY26, so we can get in the queue and get built. And through consultation and conversations with the salesman, he's pretty confident once we get that locked in, we'll be able to save about 2 or 3%.
Wow.
In the 500,000. So that number's probably gonna be a little lower.
Cool.
So with that total, if you total all the line columns with those changes, that's total expenditures for A, B budget is $10,776,455, which is slightly less than total revenue. Like slightly.
Like slight.
So with that, I'll stand for questions.
Good report.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Edgar, I have a question. With these changes on the expenditure side, we'll need to make the changes on the justice side as well as the current expense revenue lines. I'll leave that or answer that.
I've got those numbers. If so, within the miscellaneous, the justice fund was projected at 330,000, and then the IAC money was 15,000, and then the remainder was admin. So that's 330,000. So the 17,000 plus hours, it's a 17,000 some change. That came out to be about 330,000 for the justice, 15,000 for IAC, and then the remainder would be admin within that miscellaneous line item. At least that's what I budgeted for.
Questions from the clerk's side?
Clarification on the miscellaneous professional services as it was described. For example, last year, revenues did not hit the budgeted revenue. And it's not clear to me whether these are fixed dollar expectations or percentage based. Tied to the revenue. So as Mr. Loper said, the expenses are just below the anticipated revenues. And so if revenues fail to meet their projections, I would like more clarity from the board on how you're understanding what those commitments are on the expense side. Under miscellaneous professional services.
So your concern is about that revenues won't meet anticipated. So since I've been on the board, which hasn't been very long, I've been told now this might be the third year in a row, that, landfill's not going to meet their income. And they've met it and exceeded it all 3 years. So I guess I have growing confidence in the directors if he thinks he's going to meet that revenue. I would assume that he's going to meet it. But if the clerk has an issue with that, of that 4.3, if you're concerned about a percentage of that, we could take a little bit under that and put it in a consideration budget to spend or not spend. Concerned about meeting.
Yeah, Chairman. So if it's percentage based, then in one regard, it doesn't matter whether he hits his revenue or not because the number is tied to the revenue. And what I was wanting was more clarification on the record of that dollar amount as far as the calculations and getting there. If that line item is percentage based tied to revenue as opposed to.
Good question, dollar. Dave. It's a percentage base then?
Yeah, that miscellaneous professional services is a percentage based on just the landfill fees. It's not the total revenue for the landfill. It's just the landfill fees. It's a percentage of the $9,991,000.
So it is a percentage then?
So it like whatever the fees are, from what I understand, the controller and the clerk will look at our fees at the end of the fiscal year, and whatever those fees are, then that money then gets put into the expense account for all the services that the county provides to the landfill.
Okay.
Kind of like an administrative rate or an indirect rate. It's basically all the services that the landfill would have to hire out to have done if we didn't use the county resources.
Okay. Did that answer
Somewhat, although I think it's important that as part of the budget process that the percent is actually stated on the record so that it's understood what the transfer is.
Okay.
Because if it's not fixed dollar and it's percent, then it needs, I just say it needs clarity to be tied to an amount if it's not fixed dollar. So, and I know what Mr. Lumper is referring to, and we've there's an end of the year transfer that occurs. And so, and my preference would be to hand that task over to either you and Mr. Loper and the COO, and not articulate the letter that is establishing what that rate is. I can't explain what the basis for the rate, so I'm not going to incur that task or have the controller generate that letter.
Chairman, can I ask a question for the director? So last August, there was a press release, which was a reflection of the increased costs for landfill operations, which hadn't been looked at in 20 years. And so I guess my question is, did you envision evaluating those fees on an annual basis, or how do you envision with the growth in the county, the needs that will happen at the landfill? Is that a consideration on that, or?
As far as fees, as you recall, the landfill for municipal solid waste was at $14.50 for over 20 years, which that was amazing. We provided low-cost garbage disposal for the citizens of Canyon County for a long time. There were some other fees that were raised in that time period, like construction demo, some other stuff. But the actual household waste, the municipal solid waste, that rate hadn't changed for a long time. Here this year, was starting October 1, was the first year that that rate had got increased. And we went from $14.50 to $18.50, which was a $4 increase per ton. As far as a dollar amount goes, it's that was a pretty small dollar amount. But if you look at a percentage, it was a pretty good percentage jump. And, definitely heard that through the SWAC. The SWAC spoke about that issue, and then also industry. And they certainly have encouraged the landfill to look at fees. There was some that were talking about annually. I was like, wow, that's a lot of work every year trying to increase fees. But we definitely heard that message and plan to kind of evaluate fees on maybe a every third year type structure to take a look at where we're at revenue, operational, legalize, and fee wise. And then also, we're kind of in position here to where we're going to be kicking off the RNG projects, meaning hopefully being able to use the methane gas for energy production or renewable natural gas, and hopefully there'll be some revenue that the landfill and enterprise fund will be able to generate through that. Hopefully that will be able to give back to the community as well in keeping fees down. I think, this year was our first year of our fee increase, so we'll have to monitor where we wind up this year and how it looks next year. And then there's certainly potential to where we could talk about some fee increases. However, they should be small. We should we do it more regularly. They're going to be at a better percentile than.
Right, and I think that's a good way to approach that instead of what looks like a large jump. Some of these categories that were created even under hard to handle fees with different areas of the county and the construction, it was a good move. And so still have some of the lowest tipping fees in the nation, if I understand it correctly.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I believe we're still one of the lowest in the state and also in the nation.
Yeah, thank you, Director.
The lowest in the state.
Yeah.
Right now, for a market, you know, for bigger, larger markets at least.
Yeah, thank you. And then can I ask one more follow-up question? We've moved from having the county pay for the credit card fees. There should be a savings there also.
Yes, that line item is zero currently.
Right.
It was credit card services 522211. Credit card services, that was zero at our last meeting, and that remains zero.
Okay.
It'll be service based, or I can't remember the word, but
yeah.
We won't be having an account to be where we'll be paying any fees. It'll it'll be per swipe to the consumer.
Yeah, and I think that's where the industry has gone everywhere. So thank you.
So, Mr. Chair, to go back on the clerk's question about the percent, because I was defining what that is, based a percent based on the projected revenue. I've worked with Director Loper of all those services he's outlined. Well, the county can do it at a cheaper rate, but those private rates and everything else, we determine a 40% admin fee. We give a portion of the revenue.
Okay.
So it'd be a rolling 40, if that's what the board wants to do.
Okay. Discussion, comment?
Chairman, I appreciate Director Loper. I mean, when I first got here, he was great at going through and walking me through the reasons why we do what we do to maintain the county's ownership of a landfill. And I think he does a great job. So kudos to you with everything that you've done in working with Tetra Tech to get it to where it is today. And the services that you've outlined on there, if you had to contract those out privately, I would submit that in your own words, would the rate that we're suggesting is competitive with that. So.
Okay. I'm in favor, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
So Mike, does the clerk need any further detail? Okay. And were those already put in your system?
All these changes we spoke about today are currently reflected.
Currently, okay.
Maybe I shouldn't have, but I took the liberty of going in there and doing that.
Okay.
It wasn't locked down.
Well, then you're not.
Saved him some work. Yeah, there you go.
You can't be charged with breaking and entering.
So. Commissioners, we just updated the back end of that change that you just mentioned. So
okay.
Once we roll up everything in PowerPlan, it should reflect that.
I see the reason for your question. It was an important clarification.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
My apologies if I shouldn't
have. No, you're good.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you.
Well, that's all for me.
I would make a motion that we take this in under advisement as presented and move it forward into the process.
Yeah. Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Is there anything else for right now? All right. Let's consider ourselves adjourned till the next item comes up. Thank you.